Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative,
local,
dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Across social media, people that I talk to, 5 years worth of people coming up here and pleading that the roads be fixed. It's a strong voice that says, let the budget department figure out how to fund these other things. Let's have a focused, dedicated fund for roads. Keep it clean, keep it simple.
So Jerry Cooey, who is a frequent flyer at Santa Rosa County Commission meetings for years and years and years, even ran for County Commissioner District 3 and lost to Rhett Rowell, speaking at, which he has done many, many times, about the local option sales tax, the 0.5% renewal, and saying, look, y'all are putting something in here that is too many different kinds of things that you can buy with it, and I want something that, and he believes that the people, you know, want it. And Jerry always presumes to speak for the people. And I think that he speaks to the people that he knows and talks to. And that's fine. It's certainly his right. I people always ask me things like, you know, what do you think the people are going to do in this election? And I like to say, I do not know. I know what I think. I know what some of the people I listen to and talk to think, but I don't presume to know what everybody thinks because I haven't done any good statistical research. You know, I don't know. And kind of sometimes you have to wait for the election to find out because let's be honest, they surprise me a lot. You know, so I just don't like to presume to speak for the people. I speak for me and maybe a few other people, but, you know, not generally for everybody. So what Jerry's looking at is that the proposal to renew the 0.5% sales tax, which will end this year, at the end of the year, the current ballot language proposed that the county commission is going to talk about on Thursday, continuation of 0.5% surtax for roads, water quality, and natural area protection and public safety. Shall the existing 0.5% sales tax be continued for 5 years beginning January 1, 2027 to reduce traffic congestion by building and improving roads, protect drinking water sources and water quality in rivers, bays, and creeks, preserve natural areas, farmland, and wildlife habitat from overdevelopment, improve public safety through modern equipment for fire and sheriff services, and improve parks and recreation facilities with independent annual audits and full public disclosure of all spending? Now, the one you're going to see on the ballot is not bulleted, separated out like that. I did that on purpose for emphasis so you could digest the different pieces here. But the conversation has been, we're worried. The board is very worried that the lost won't renew. And I'm curious, if you live in Santa Rosa County, is your current plan to vote for it, vote against it? Do you want to see a change? Feel free to weigh in, 437-1620. And then I can speak for you, too, because you'll have a voice on the show. The worry is that it won't pass, you know, because as we all know, Santa Rosa County is typically very anti-tax. Many, many tax measures fail. And the concern is that some combination of frustration at the board, frustration at the roads, anti-tax sentiment will coalesce into a defeat of the renewal. Not an expansion of it to a full penny. Remember, that failed a few years ago. But the renewal of the current sales tax. And the board is terrified about this possibility. Staff is terrified, too, because of the amount of cuts that would mean to, you know, everything. And so what Jerry is saying is, look, if y'all are worried about this not passing, then make it simple. What the people want is roads. Promise to do it for roads. As Brad Baker told us the last hour and a half ago, it's about 60% for roads, 30% for sheriff and fire, and 10% for land right now. And Jerry says, just make it 100% for roads and everybody will vote for it.
The citizens in Santa Rosa County, certainly they support the Sheriff's Department. Certainly they want parks. Certainly they want to set aside precious Class 1 farmland. But there's other ways to do it.
You know, that can be done through other revenue streams or from the general fund. It shouldn't be done from the local option sales tax. Again, as a marketing strategy, if you're trying to get this to pass, and there's kind of limits on how much they can do to market it, actually, they have to not do that. But if you want to strategize, you know, if you want to make it so that it's the most likely to go, make it for roads. Nobody in Santa Rosa County is going to vote no on a sales tax that's going to go for roads. This is, again, Jerry Cooey's point.
You're confusing a matter that doesn't need to be confused. The people want a dedicated source to build roads. They want to see road improvements and not 5 or 10 years from now.
And you know what? I've listened to Jerry say this again and again. And I've listened to this conversation. And actually, I was on Jerry's side. I was like, I get to go on the radio and talk about how Jerry's right. They should change it to be just for roads because it would definitely pass. Or it's got the best chance of passing. It would definitely pass, I think. And it is a concern, you know, it's a risk to do it this way because it seems to be defraying the amount. And plus, there's not a built-in number for each one. And so, you know, they could wind up doing 0% for roads after the fact. As long as it's any of the approved purposes, then, I mean, they're not going to. That would be total political suicide. But I'm saying, you know, that could be done because the ordinance or the re-upping of it doesn't specify what percentage, nor did the original. But then I did what you're supposed to do as a journalist. I talked to Brad Baker, who's the county administrator, and lo and behold, I learned something that I did not know, and therefore, I have a new perspective on this. I'll share it with you in a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Traffic's brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has led inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. Taking a look at the big board, U.S. 98 westbound past the Naval Live Oaks area, seeing quite a bit of congestion. Traffic also running heavy westbound 9 Mile between I-10 and Pine Forest. That also has traffic backing up on Pinecone Drive. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're thinking about your next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection. About 300 cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs, you know, sports cars on the lot. You can test drive as many as you like. Lots of different brands, lots of different, you know, models within those makes, you know, lots of different opportunity. But generally, cars that are pretty much a year to 4 years old, or young, if you want to look at it that way, 10 to 40,000 miles is kind of their sweet spot. Cars that they warranty up to 100,000 miles or 10 years, they will take care of. They're only selling good quality cars. And what I always think is it's a way to go to one place. You don't have to talk to five or six different salespeople. You can drive a lot of different things and really side-by-side comparison shop and see what you like. Now, if you find what you like and it's the right price, buy it. If you find what you like, but it's a little bit too much for you, well, go send them looking for one that's a little bit older or has more miles, the same kind of car. Or they don't have the right color or they don't have the right trim package. They go looking for people for cars all the time. Think of them as your personal car shoppers. You find something you like and you're interested, send them looking for it. And that's not a commitment. That's just that they'll go see it at an auction. They'll be like, hey, do you want this? And, oh, okay, I would be interested in that. You know, that, again, not a commitment, but that's the idea. They're buying good quality cars, and they can go look for you all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to this conversation around the local option sales tax. Remember I told you that, as happens many times, when you hear one side of the presentation, and I've heard Jerry Cooey's perspective on this many, many times, and he's not, I mean, it's a good argument. He says if you make the local option sales tax the 0.5%, I don't like to call it a half penny because I'd rather describe it as it is. It's a 0.5% sales tax. Penny makes it sound smaller than it is. I just hate propaganda. And even when it's propaganda in favor of something that's a good thing, I still just don't like it. So 0.5%. And Jerry says, look, if you want to sell Santa Rosa on this renewal, tell them it's all going to go to roads and they will all vote for it. Or, you know, and I think that's probably true. As it's currently constructed, it will go for farmland and or wildlife habitat, natural conservation. It will go to protecting drinking water and water quality, rivers, bays, and creeks. It does go to traffic congestion. It also goes to improving parks and recreation and fire and sheriff stuff. So a lot of things it can go to, physical things that it would go to, and it goes to right now. And I had kind of been persuaded that Jerry was right, and I thought they were making a mistake, especially since the concern is this might not pass. So I talked to Brad Baker, the county administrator, about an hour and a half ago, and he gave me a piece of information that I did not know. First piece, the current language is very close to the former original language that was put in when it first got voted on.
The current half cent contains all of these. Obviously, we put in the farmland was not direct wording, but the way our previous wording was allowed conservation, whether it was farmland or wetlands or whatever.
So first of all, it's basically the same thing being done again. So they're keeping the original language. They didn't invent new language. They didn't have a big conversation about what language, except they tweaked a couple of things for specificity. The reason is...
it dates back to the original half cent.
Okay.
And do we change it or not? Well, if you have a substantial change, you have to go through an OPAGA audit. And we went through one of those the last time we did it. Didn't have any issues, but it's very cumbersome and time-consuming, and you have to meet certain deadlines.
So it's sort of like the conversation we had about impact fees. You know, impact fees sound like a good idea, and maybe they are, but you have to go through a big process before you can put them into place. And what Brad is saying is this OPAGA process is very difficult, time-consuming, and cumbersome, and that connected with the fact that the polling showed that people actually really do care about natural resource protection and farmland and other things besides just roads, that they think this is the best way to grab the most voters and also avoid the challenge of going through a big rewrite in order to make it just tailored to roads, which would require that OPAGA hearing. And I thought, well, that makes perfect sense. A combination of the difficulty of the OPAGA hearing, the time of the OPAGA hearing, the staff resources to do that, and then also the fact that they really do believe they're capturing more voters with this one. I don't know who's going to turn out to be right. I try not to tell people what they should do on voting for a tax that I don't have to pay. And since I don't live in Santa Rosa County, I only pay sales tax when I visit. But generally speaking, in a neutral sense, as much as I can as a non-resident, I would say yes on this because it's in place now and it's vital money, and especially with the prospect of property taxes going away. But it can be used for a lot of different things. So anyway, this again is why you talk to a lot of different people. You learn things that you don't already know. 8:21 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all, no duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryant.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
So, raise your hand if you think that was a Russian water tentacle.
Good morning, 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Just one last button up on that local option sales tax renewal, the 1.5% in Santa Rosa County. As Brad Baker explained, there's nothing that would prevent them from using it all for roads if they decided to do that. Of course, there's also nothing that would prevent them from, you know, using less than the current 60%, but I just don't think they would do it for roads. And I think maybe what Jerry Cooey would say in response is, well, y'all had time. You could have adapted it earlier and gone through the OPAGA hearing earlier. Okay, I mean, you know, fair enough, maybe. But at this point, you know, maybe not. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. President Trump is extending the ceasefire with Iran. On social media Tuesday, the president said the U.S. is holding the attack until its leaders and representatives come up with a unified proposal. He also said the U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz will continue. The former governor of Virginia says new measure that gives Democrats a big advantage is unconstitutional. Virginia voters yesterday approving a referendum to allow Democrats to redraw the state's congressional maps. Former Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin is urging the state Supreme Court to rule against that. And OpenAI CEO Sam Altman is accusing Anthropic of using fear-based marketing to sell its new Claude Mythos AI model. Anthropic recently claimed that Mythos was too powerful for the general public. Currently, it's only available to a few dozen clients, including some government agencies.
That's what I was saying the other day. It's like, you know, no, we can't trust you with it. It's too powerful. Oh, weird ad. Okay. David, thanks so much for the update. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock West 9 Mile Road at Pine Forest. Use caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are very good at this. 209 homes sold last year. Now, when the market was hot, they were selling over 200 a year. And then the market got weird, you know, because interest rates went up and people's reluctance to sell went up and, you know, uncertainty and all that. So they were over 200 for a while, and then they were down to 175 and then down to 165, which is still an awful lot of homes sold in a year, three a week on average. But this year, they're back, or last year technically, they're back up 30%, even in a down year, in a year when a lot of people are struggling because people are still reluctant, there's still uncertainty, you know, interest rates, whatever, but they're just having great success. Even sometimes selling homes that other realtors tried to sell and couldn't. Once, twice, seven times. I mean, once or twice is kind of common, but, you know, not that common, but still. But one time, seven times, other realtors tried to sell it, and they could not, and they brought it to Christina, and she sold it. Why? Market knowledge, people skills, working the details, how to stage, how to photograph, how to list the price. I mean, just all the things combined produce results, and that's what you want. So if you're buying or selling or both, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. Danny Perez, Speaker of the House, is expressing frustration with Governor DeSantis's continued inability to present a proposal on property taxes. He's campaigned on it, basically, even though he's not up for re-election, that again and again and again. And then when the House actually produced a proposal, the Senate did nothing with it. Basically, my theory is because the governor didn't want that proposal for whatever reason. But he's never put forward his own. He's just complained about the one the House puts forward. So we still don't have a proposal. And he's like, he said to a radio station, TV station down south, he said, the governor hasn't proposed absolutely anything yet. So it's kind of tough to hear this rhetoric over and over again. Where's our proposal on property taxes that the governor proposed over a year ago? And he hasn't, which is, you know, frustrating. The Governor DeSantis did sign a bill allowing for the creation or funding of vertiports. So when you get your sky car, they're going to build you a port, like an airport, to handle, you know, private planes? Quadcopters? I don't know. I mean, this has been such a thing for so long. But anyway, that did get signed. If they don't get federal money, we'll build them ourselves. And then he also signed the Agricultural Enclave Bill. This bill makes sense to me, and it also horrifies me. The idea of this bill is that if you have agriculture-zoned land next to developed land that has homes on it, so on the east side of the road, I don't know, let's take Chemukla Highway or, I don't know, take 29. It doesn't really matter. If you have on the east side of the road a subdivision, and that's probably not even a good example because it's too big of a road. But then on the west side of the road, you have farmland. And then in other places around that farmland, you also have houses. If basically the farmland is surrounded by development or has enough development near it, you don't even need to get a rezoning. You can just develop it just like the other stuff has been developed. So part of me is horrified because the idea that you basically have mandatory upzoning in infill agriculture, if you want to think of it that way. So places that have, you know, farmland, but they're surrounded by development, you can just rezone it right now and don't even have to ask permission. That's terrible for farmland preservation, right? But it's not so terrible for things like developing the better kind of land for houses, because you've already shown that that's an area that people want to live. You've already got infrastructure built to help the people live there. And it's better than creating sprawl, which would come from putting the subdivision even farther away from whatever the centralized, you know, city of Pensacola, Milton, Gulfreeze, whatever the case may be. So I get the idea. It's kind of, again, infill, you know, housing and agriculture areas. I just, with all the, basically the stealing of, not stealing, but, you know, the development of farmland and the loss of farmland, which is horrifying, this just makes all of that easier. But I kind of get the motivation for it, too. Passed in the Senate 34-2, passed in the House 90-20 back on March 11th and February 26th. So the governor did sign that one yesterday. And that's kind of your Tallahassee update for the moment. Yeah, it's, again, automatic infill upzoning is kind of the way to think of it. Oh, and we executed a guy. He burglarized her home. She came back from work. He found her. And you know what? I don't have time to tell. This is a horrible story. This is another example. I'll tell it in about 20 minutes. This is another example of we executed a person that absolutely should have been executed. It's a horrible story.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Iran's Revolutionary Guard using the only power they've got left, shooting at three cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz, one British.
Just hours after President Trump extended the ceasefire indefinitely, it appears Iran is already breaking it, opening fire on three container ships. The president posting about the ceasefire before this news, saying, quote, based on the fact that the government of Iran is seriously fractured, we have been asked to hold our attack on the country of Iran until such time as their leaders and representatives can come up with a unified proposal.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson notes Iran's losing $500 million a day on oil exports. Virginia's vote was 51-49, but the outcome means the Commonwealth will be remapped into a 10-1 Democrat advantage, unless Virginia's Supreme Court rules the proposal was misleading or improperly drawn up. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 66 degrees right now, cloudy skies. We'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3 up in just a few minutes. Well, the $58 million tax break request for maritime park development isn't just something that Mayor D.C. Reeves didn't support. It's something the city legally wouldn't be able to do in its current form. That application included abatements on school taxes and other levies that the Pensacola CRA doesn't control. Mayor Reeves explaining yesterday what the legal reality
is. The request outpaced what we legally could give, even if we wanted to give. So that's why there's a difference between me saying, hey, I cannot support a request of this size without getting a better understanding of what the taxpayer is getting for their investment. That's one thing. And apple and orange to that is, regardless of how I feel, whether I fully supported it or I fully reject it, the numbers don't add up that where we can give it a proper analysis at this point.
The developer's been asked to reapply with corrected figures. Mayor Reeves saying that he had a meeting scheduled with Harold Dawson's team. The proposed 13-story building at Lot 5 would include a hotel, condos, and about 200 apartments. Well, big news coming out of last night's Pensacola State College Board of Trustees meeting. President Dr. Ed Meadows is retiring at the end of the year. This is after 19 years of leading PSC. Meadows says he plans to work as an education consultant after his retirement. He is the longest-serving PSC president in history and also the longest-serving college president in the entire Florida college system. A woman that killed a Fort Walton Beach man in 2020 hit and run and then served 4 years in prison has been deported. ICE arrested Hilda Esperanza Lopez Hernandez the day she left prison. Deported her April 12th. She'd been in the country illegally and ordered deported back in 2018 after missing an immigration hearing. Well, the University of West Florida could raise their athletic fees to help fund the school's move to Division I sports. The Board of Trustees is set to vote on that Thursday. If approved, it would raise the athletic fees from $21 to $23 per credit hour. That would total about $30 per semester for a full-time student. The increase was developed with input from a committee with at least half of the members appointed by the Student Government Association. UWF says the D1 transition is being approached with fiscal responsibility, so it doesn't impact academic programs. Well, this could be the event of a lifetime for local veterans. The Honor Flight is about to take wings.
Very special day. Tomorrow, Pensacola International is hosting the upcoming Wiregrass Honor Flight, honoring a group of vets from World War II, the Vietnam War, and the Korean War as they travel to Washington, D.C. to visit the memorials dedicated to their service and their sacrifice. The mission will depart on Thursday, return home Friday afternoon. Attendees are encouraged to join the Welcome Home celebration on Friday afternoon to cheer on these incredible vets. Now, the arrival time for that Friday afternoon Welcome Home celebration, 4:32. It's American Airlines flight 5395. Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
8:35, we've got 67 degrees with cloudy skies, and PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock west 9 Mile at Pine Forest Road. Use caution. Also, a vehicle crash east Burgess Road at north Old Palafox Highway. The roadway's clear in that area. And then finally, traffic running heavy westbound, our westbound US 98 just past the Neva Live Oaks area. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing some clouds today with a 30% chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 63. For Thursday, partly sunny skies with a 20% chance of rain. High near 79. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Heading into Friday, partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain. High near 78 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
67 degrees. We've got cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Your money now this hour. Here at the opening bell, markets are up today. The Dow's up just under 0.75% at 49,488.80. S&P up about 0.6% at 71,08.04. And the NASDAQ up 0.75% right now at 24,440.45. 10-year bond rate down at 4.27% today. Brent crude prices up $1.49, $99.97 a barrel right now. Gold prices up $44.70, $47.64.30. Silver prices up $1.45 at $77.94. And Bitcoin is up just over $3,000 today at $78,353.33. And looking at our financial headlines today, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announcing yesterday a $12 million settlement with online gaming platform Roblox. The agreement comes amid a number of lawsuits filed from multiple states claiming the company failed to protect children from online predators that used the platform to seduce minors. Also out of Alabama, U.S. Space Command unveiling an architectural rendering of its new Alabama headquarters complex in Huntsville at the Redstone Arsenal. At a meeting with leaders in Washington, D.C. Monday, General Stephen Whiting revealed a conceptual design of an octagonal building he described as a warfighting headquarters. The 460,000-square-foot facility will be located on about 60 acres. Groundbreaking is expected in 2027. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman weighing in on Anthropic's powerful AI model Mythos. He used the phrase fear-based marketing to describe the way Anthropic says their new model is too powerful for the general public. Currently, Mythos is only available to a few dozen clients, including the U.S. government. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
In every emergency, before help arrives on scene, a calm, steady voice is already at work. 911 dispatchers in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are the first responders, answering calls, asking the right questions, and sending help in seconds when every moment counts. During National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, thank these unseen heroes who work around the clock to keep our Escambia and Santa Rosa County families and neighborhoods safe.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. Things are changing fast and no one knows what comes next. Times like these make you realize just how important it is to be prepared. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. They're America's number one most trusted resource for survival food, solar power, water filtration systems, and more. Go to preparewithamerica.com to unlock a special offer that'll help you get ready for whatever comes our way. Go to preparewithamerica.com to see the special offer right now. That's preparewithamerica.com.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all. With the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed. Staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so as you all know, at least if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, President Trump read from the Bible last night. All kinds of political leaders read from the Bible in this ongoing one-week Bible reading. And I had asked the mayor when he was on earlier this morning, you know, if you had a celebrity to read the Bible, which celebrity would you like to read the Bible? So that's the question for you, 437-1620. It doesn't have to necessarily be an actor or an actress, although I think those are the most natural answers. Tell me just who's got the great voice out there that if they made a book on tape Bible reading and you'd be like, yeah, give me that. 437-1620, 437-1620. The mayor picked what I thought was a very, I mean, easy. He even said it was a politically middle of the road safe answer was Morgan Freeman, who of course has probably played the president more than anybody else has played the president. Has played God more than anybody else. I got Trump confused there for a second. Anyway, so who would you have read the Bible? 437-1620. There's so many answers I want to give on this, but PJ, who comes to mind for you?
First of all, there's so many memes. You heard that in Morgan Freeman's voice.
Right, exactly. You know? Or Samuel Jackson.
That too.
Yeah, yes. Would be another one, but not so much the same flavor exactly. A little bit more, but yeah, you heard that in Morgan Freeman's voice. That's good.
I think Sam Elliott.
Oh, interesting.
That'd be an interesting one.
Sam Elliott passed away, right?
No, he's still around.
Are you sure?
He's on land, man.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. Fair enough. I get confused sometimes. You know, Paul Stadden, who used to be our program director and producer for a long time, you know, he was always the best. He always knew exactly which celebrities were alive or dead. I forget some that are, you know, so. All right. So, you know what I probably did in my brain is I probably was thinking of Patrick Swayze. And
Oh, yeah.
I got confused for a second, so sorry about that. Apparently he's fully alive. Okay, so 437-1620. I almost don't want to give my answer because I don't want to take away anybody else's answer. But, you know what? I'll wait. I'm going to wait and give you my answer because maybe I'll surprise you.
All right.
843 on News Radio 92.3. Who would you want to read the Bible? Pick any voice you like. And actually, what could be a fun exercise is if you want to particularly identify this as a what's the one you don't want? Or what's the one that would be the funniest?
Brother Andrew.
Oh, somebody had texted in earlier that the mayor missed his opportunity for brownie points because he didn't say me.
Mm-hmm.
I I'm okay at reading the Bible dramatically. I'm not the best, and I don't think I have the best voice for it anyway, so, you know, it's fine. You don't have to have a great voice to be in radio. You have to be able to use it well, and even then, it's not a disqualifier sometimes. 437-1620, who would you like to have read the Bible in their voice? 437-1620, somebody says Gary Sinise. Yes, I think that would be quite good. Mike Rowe. Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic. Oh, now we're getting some juicy answers. I love this. Vincent Price.
That
would
be good.
Interesting. Christopher Walken.
It'd be good for a laugh.
I'm sure it'd be great. I'm sure it'd be fantastic. I mean, you know, Christopher Walken can read me the phone book. I mean, that's fine. George Carlin, not available. He did an amazing job as Thomas the Train. Okay. Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right. Oh, man. I like that. All right, amen. Let's see. An AI response. What is this? That's a different subject. Sorry.
Genesis 1:1.
That'd be, horrid if you want to fall asleep. Oh, Dolly Parton. That's a great answer. You know,
or Dolly the Sheep.
That's not what they meant.
Oh.
Stop it. No, but actually, that gives me an opportunity to give my answer, because I was thinking, pardon the bias, I was like, you know, I was thinking of men who have great reading and acting voices. Patrick Stewart, you know, or William Shatner. Why would I be on a Star Trek kick? Why not? They have great voices. And then it occurred to me, I'm like, what about Meryl Streep? Meryl Streep doesn't maybe have the best voice. She's a fabulous actress. But then you start thinking about which females have great voices, like Andie MacDowell has a great voice, or Viola Davis. You know, there's some, you know, women who have amazing voices. And, yeah, so I love that you said Dolly. That's a fantastic answer. The guy who did the 7-Up commercials a year ago, the Uncola guy. Oh, it's the man of 1,000 voices. He was the voodoo guy in the James Bond, whichever one that was, where they were on the island, and the big tall black guy. Oh, I just can't remember his name. No, that's
Jeffrey Holder.
Is that who it is? Okay,
I think so.
Yeah, and he's also passed away, I believe. But anyway, but yeah, you just like give me more words. I don't care which translation you use. Give me more words. All right, 437-1620. Who would you want to hear the Bible read by? PJ's got traffic on the fives.
All right, I-10 and 110 are both looking good at this hour. U.S. 98 westbound, as you're passing by the Naval Live Oaks area, seeing quite a bit of congestion. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So if you are having trouble sleeping, or not maybe necessarily trouble, but if it is, for sure, but if you wake up in the morning, you don't feel rested, go to the sleep center. Dude, sleep is healthcare. A mattress is a healthcare device. A good bed that gets you a good night's sleep where you're rested and refreshed and relaxed and you have good dreams and you need that good sleep, right? So don't endure the crummy, worn, old, thin mattress. Go get a new one. Now, I know the reason you put it off. It's expensive. I know. A good mattress is worth its money. Again, it's medical care. But also, you know, you don't like to deal with the salespeople. And I understand that, too. I mean, nobody gets in the morning like, man, for fun today, I'm going to go to a mattress store. Egads, man. No. But the sleep center's different. Okay, they've been there for 30 years. They don't work on commissions, so there's no pressure. They'll leave you alone if you want. They're there to answer questions if you want. The best selection, the best service, the best price. Everybody else tries to imitate them. They are not all the same. Go and find out for yourself. You know, they actually have the NASA space foam, the Tempur-Pedic, the one that's patented, meaning if other people create one that's too similar, it's actually a violation of the patent. Okay, so they have that. But maybe you like the hybrid one with the foam and the spring. Maybe you like spring. I mean, maybe you like the adjustable, you know, more the air pocket based. Or maybe you like one that warms you. I don't know. Everybody's different. But that's the point. Go get a mattress that'll make you feel great. The Sleep Center on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis Highway. All right, the question of the day was, if you could have, since President Trump participated in Bible reading along with a lot of other people, you know, I actually wanted to hear, I didn't go look it up, I wanted to hear Ben Carson read, because I bet he does great at that. He's great voice and a great reader. And not everybody is. I mean, President Trump, the short take for me is, I'm glad the president read the Bible. I think that's a great thing. Take the win. I don't think he did a particularly good job of it, but so what? You know, so what? Anyway, the president's reading the Bible. I'll take the win. So whose voice would you want to read the Bible in? 437-16, or who would you like to have read the Bible in their voice? What audiobook would you do? The 7-Up, what did you say his name was? The man of 1,000 voices?
Jeffrey Holder.
Jeffrey Holder. That's a great catch. I love that call by somebody. Denzel Washington. Yes, would be great. Liam Neeson.
He's good for the action scenes.
Do you love me, Peter? then feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. You know, like certain voices
feed my sheep.
Don't lend themselves exactly to all of the tender moments of the Bible quite the same way. But, you know, okay. Oh, Sam Kennington. What is the
Sam Kennison.
It's Kennison, right. They said yes. Kenningston, and I know they meant
probably
Kennison.
Probably voice
texting. Hey, the Bible's going to say this stuff for you. Andrew Dice Clay, while he's smoking. Fran Drescher and Gilbert Gottfried in tandem for the male and the female parts. Oh, I would buy copies of that and burn them. Let's see. Norman Vincent Peale, but the better question is, which version of the Bible do you want read? Yeah, that's a whole different question. I don't even want to get into that. That's just going to make people upset. Burt Lancaster, good. Sean Connery. Oh, yes, that'd be great. And that was the two syllables of the worst Scottish accent ever, so I won't do any more. Somebody else says, Bobby Boucher. Boucher, who is that?
Bobby Boucher, probably from the Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I got you. Snoop Dogg. I'm a no. Casey Kasem. Oh, these are great
unless
answers.
The top 40 books of the Bible.
Turning now. No. You know the answer. My brain. Paul Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He did some good stuff over the years.
Because drama, inflection, pace, you know, I mean, pretty fantastic, right? James Earl Jones. Yes, would be fantastic. And my funny side says Jim Carrey. You know what? Okay, this is a tangent. I know this is going to sound weird as an idea, but the handful of times, I don't remember, 7 or 8 times that I have ever preached in either my church or friends asked me to preach in their church, when I do Bible reading, I do voices. In part because, it's good to distinguish who's saying what. But also because I think it's meant to be a capture of a real-life event or conversation. So read it like people would say it. You know, throw some inflection in there. You know, a lot of times people treat the word of the Lord. And that's fine. That's respectful and honoring. But this may come as no surprise to you. Every once in a while, irreverence overtakes me. And so for me, I when I read Bible passages that have, not the regular text, but when it's dialogue, I use voices because I think that makes it interesting for people. And I think that gives you the opportunity to capture some. So that's why you got me thinking about this as some of these voice actors doing it. And I agree. I think it'd be fascinating. Miley Cyrus, interesting suggestion. I'd like to hear Jesus read it. It's a good answer. See if he's available on, what's that service that you can get celebrities to do your voices, like your answering machine, or they'll do I just can't remember it now.
I don't know. Meg, you know that one?
Meg, it's a pay for. James Earl Jones? Yes, James Earl Jones just came up, exactly. Idris Elba, or Angela Bassett. Oh, fantastic. Barry White. Somebody says Charlton Heston or Moses. Again, some of these voice actors may be unavailable. God, my brain. Keith Morrison from Dateline. Malcolm Ballinger from Pep Talk. What a great answer. Floyd Mayweather, Pee Wee Herman. Morgan Freeman. Your Morgan Freeman was the first suggestion. Howard Cosell. And now Jesus said unto him, the poor are with me always. I'm trying to put it together in my head. Ronald Reagan, as much as I love Reagan and love his voice, and I don't know that that would work actually, but any of these would be, I would certainly listen to any of these. So excellent suggestions. I love it. That's great. I'm just looking on my list to see if there were any that we left off. The reason this got started with me is somebody yesterday had texted, or earlier had texted, what about Anthony Hopkins, to read it. And I don't know. That's a good one. And then the only last one I would say is John Malkovich would be another one because he's such a great dramatic. I'll tell you who I don't want to have read it. Nicolas Cage.
Businesses come in all shapes and sizes. Integrity doesn't. For more than a century, the Better Business Bureau has set the standards for how businesses should operate honestly and ethically. So when you're looking for a business you can trust, check to see who's BBB accredited and who isn't. Always choose the Better Business. Look for the BBB seal because it's looking out for you. That's why it's the sign of a better business. And find a better business anytime at bbb.org.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
As a business owner, you want less to worry about. You want proven, simple concepts and tools that just do what they said they will do, and proof that those tools work. Well, that's ADX Digital. Simple digital concepts that move the needle for your business. Reporting that proves the results and market-leading customer service. And that's what we do.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
The 5-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Ta-da!
What is that?
That's my Nintendo from when I was a kid.
It looks like Tupperware.
Tupperware?
Oh, I'm still getting answers on who people want to have read the Bible. Ozzy? That'd be clear. Somebody else says, is it blasphemous to say Cookie Monster? I don't know. Or Grover, you know, whomever. All right, 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And I don't know, this is my note for the pastors, if they feel the need. When I read the Bible in public, if I do, I usually do voices if there's dialogue. Try it, see if it works. Hey, if it doesn't work for you, no big deal. But I don't know, just be a little interesting once in a while. PJ is in for John Pickens today with traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash East Burgess Road and North Old Palafox Highway. They're saying the roadway's clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. I told you I would do it, so I guess I got to fulfill my promise. I just hate to end the show on a topic like this, but, you know, so be it. It is the news. We executed somebody else last night, Chadwick Willacy. And, you know, as much as I disagree with the governor on a lot of things, I am really... Honestly, I'm proud of him for expediting executions for people who have been on death row for, you know, 30 years. It's a 1990 murder. Okay, he's 36 years later. Okay, it's ridiculous. So I actually appreciate the governor executing the people who have been deemed to be deserving of an execution. And, you know, I can have a long conversation with you about whether the death penalty is justified, whether it's biblical. It is, you know, I disagree with some people about this. I wrote an 11,000 word essay. It was like 11 editorials all, you know, on this one time. So I've had a lot of conversation about this topic over the years. That doesn't mean I'm right. I do think I am, but that doesn't mean it, just because I wrote a lot about it. A lot of people have written a lot about it. But the one thing that I hear a lot from the opponents of the death penalty is that, you know, there's nobody for whom this is the appropriate thing. And I understand their position. I disagree with it. I respect it, but I disagree with it. But a lot of times you get this portrayal of executing people as though the people who get executed wrongly, or the crime wasn't that bad or whatever. And there's like this propaganda effort to misportray the people who get executed. And so when we do an execution in Florida, I don't like, but I feel it's important to tell you who got executed so you can rest comfortable that, yes, this person absolutely deserved it. This man, okay, who was put to death, was robbing his next-door neighbor, burglarizing her home when she was at work. 56-year-old Marlis May Sather in 1990. She's off of work for lunch. She comes home, and she finds him burglarizing her house. He hits her with a blunt object, and this is, if you don't want the kids to hear this, you don't want the kids to hear this. It's not sex-related, but it's awful. He then binds her hands and her ankles before he decides to strangle her with a telephone cord. Then he douses her in gasoline. Then he disables the smoke detectors in the home so that when he sets her on fire, the smoke detector in the home won't go off. Then To facilitate her burning better, he puts a fan on the floor next to her feet to feed oxygen into the flames when he sets her on fire. Her son-in-law got a call from her employer after she didn't come back to work. And when the ME did the exam, they discovered that she didn't die from the blunt force, from the strangulation, or from the fire. She died of smoke inhalation from the smoke being blown in her face from the fan, meaning as she was being burned. It's... We can have a reasonable conversation about the death penalty and who should or shouldn't be executed, but please don't tell me ever that this kind of scum doesn't absolutely deserve to die. And there was no doubt about the guilt in this case either.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3.